Hello, wonderful people, and welcome back to Ranting Grownups. This is our third episode, and we're going to be talking about letting people go. Every day you go through adulthood as if life isn't stressful enough, but you see this adulthood, you choke. Then when you reach the limit and you can't take it anymore, you wonder, who should I talk to? Don't worry, I get it. So here's me proposing, will you be my rant partner? Say yes. Okay, so on to today's episode. We're going to be talking about letting people go, like I said. You know, it can be really frustrating if you are a nice person, right? It's a good thing to be a nice person, trust me, I am. So I know what it feels like. You are a nice person, and you're the kind of person that maybe you don't like to say no. Nope. Because you don't want people to perceive you as a bad person. So when people ask for something, even if it makes you uncomfortable, you say yes just to please them, right? So because you're the kind of person that likes to say yes, they say, oh, this person is nice, this, that. And at the end of the day, you're going to kind of be the bad person, because people take nice people for granted, trust me. If they see that you're too nice, they believe you're naive, they believe you're stupid, or I don't know how people think, but when they see that someone is being nice, they kind of want to take advantage of the person. Like, why? Why do you take advantage of someone that's just trying to be nice to you? Instead of you to keep the person close and try to, you know, reciprocate the feeling, like someone is nice to you, try to do the same. But no, some people don't think like that. They believe that, oh, this person is nice, here's my chance. Because they know that you are going to say yes, that you don't say no and you won't say no, they'll just ask you things that are so outrageous, things that they know that is going to be so stupid to hear. Even to them, they know that it's stupid, but they know that, oh, this person is nice, she will do it anyway. So let that person go. If someone is making you uncomfortable and you know that you're finding it very hard to say no to the person, right? Like, because you're not trying to be rude, because you want to be nice, because you don't want to be perceived as a bad person. Trust me, they're already perceiving you as a bad person as you're not even saying no. So let the person go. If you know that it's going to be uncomfortable to say yes to the person, to say no to the person, right? They're like, oh, just when they ask you for something, just say you're busy or you can't do it, right? If you don't want, if you feel like no, saying no is the problem, like you don't want to say no, just say, oh, I'm sorry, I can't, or I can't do it, I'm busy. You know, like, take for example, I used to have this guy in school. He was my friend. I wouldn't even call him friend, we just talk. Like, all of a sudden, we just became friends. I don't even know how. We met, we started talking, and from there, gradually, we started talking, and let's just say we were friends at the time. So this guy would always ask me for money, right? Because he's like, oh, you're nice at this. And I'm this kind of person that I don't like borrowing people money. Not that I don't borrow, I do, but because, you know, people would believe that, oh, this person is nice, let me just use style to tell them that I want to borrow money, even though they have no intention of returning the money. But they use the word borrow because they want to make you believe that they are going to return the money, and meanwhile they have no intention of returning the money. They just be like, oh, can you borrow me this amount? Just tell the person to give you the money if you have no intention of returning it. Like, why are people so, I don't even know the word to use, like, you know, you're not going to return the money, what's the point of borrowing the money, right? Okay, so they will use the word in quotes, borrow. You borrow them the money. And I'm this kind of person that I don't know how to, it's not that I don't like to, I mean, it's my money, give me my money, of course. But I don't know how to ask people for something because it makes me uncomfortable. I don't know how it makes the other person feel, because I feel like you should be guilty that I even have to ask you for something that you borrow from me, something that you know that you have to return. So I don't know, I'm this kind of person that I believe that as a person, this is how you're supposed to think. You know that this is what is right, this is what you're supposed to do. You don't need me to have to tell you what to do, right? So you ask me for money, you will use the word in quotes, borrow, and I'll be like, oh, fine. That's why if someone asks me for an amount and I know that it's something that's going to be inconvenient to me, that I know that I won't be able to ask, because of course I don't know how to ask people for something, right? So I won't be able to ask you back for the money. I would just say no. That was how I started learning how to say no, from borrowing money. Can you borrow me, say, $500? And I know that $500 is a lot. I cannot dash out $500. I'll just be like, no, I can't, or I don't have the money, or I already used it. So yeah, so that's my way of saying no. So gradually I started learning how to say no to people by force. So this guy would ask me for money, small amounts for a start, and I'd be like, okay, fine. He would use the word borrow, right? But I have no intention of asking for the money back, because I know that it's an amount that I can let go, and because I know that I don't know how to ask, so I won't even bother. And then I know that the person anyways is not going to return it back, but I'm not going to let them know that I'm not going to ask them back the money, right? I'm just going to just say okay and just borrow them the money like they want. Days, weeks, months will pass. Nobody's going to say anything about the money. I'm not saying anything about it. I'm not asking. And the person that borrowed is not returning or even saying, oh, I'm sorry, I did not forget you, I'm still looking for the money, or whatever. Just give an excuse so that I know that, okay, you're thinking about it. Okay. Nobody will say anything about it, and the money will just go. And I don't know, maybe he feels that I'm stupid or something. And then after like few weeks or few months, he would come back again and ask for another money, thinking that I've forgotten about the first one, right? Because in his mind, he will believe that I've forgotten, which I haven't. I'll borrow him regardless, even though I know I'm not going to ask for him back. So that continued on, because I think of it as helping the less privileged, right? Like, if I have the money and someone is in need, I would give them anyway, so why not just give him? He thinks he's using me because I'm being nice, and he thinks I'm stupid, but he does not actually know that I'm just giving it because I want to. Because if I don't want to give you, trust me, you cannot force me to. So I would give him the money, and in his mind he'd be like, oh, this guy is so stupid, she's so nice, or whatever. She will give whenever I ask, right? That continued. I was like, oh, that's fine, I'm just going to think of it as giving to the less privileged. Do you know that even after school, this guy is the kind of person that, you know, those kind of people that they won't check up on you, like, oh, hi, how you doing, how has life after school been, or whatever. Nothing, no. He's just going to bombard you with message one day and be like, I need your help. No, how are you, just checking up on you, or whatever. Like, I know you're not checking up on me, that you're checking up on me because you need something, but at least it's common sense not to just go straight into asking people that you've not spoken to in a while, to just ask them for something. But no, it's just going to be like, oh, I need your help. I'll be like, okay, what do you need? And ask me for money. Then I start saying, no, I don't have. No, like, I'm not working, I literally just finished school. Why are you asking me for money? I'm not your parent. Why are you saying you got into an accident, you need to buy medication? How is that my business? I'm not saying I'm a bad person. I'm very sorry that you got into an accident, trust me.
Nope.
I'm not giving you money for medication. I would rather use my money to eat. You have parents, you have people to ask for money. So, it's none of my business if you need money for medication or not. You don't know how I'm surviving, how I'm living. So please, leave me alone. So that was how I stopped. So I would tell him no, he would still come back after someone, just like he used to do back in school. Then it got to a point, I just blocked him. I didn't say no, I didn't say anything. Immediately I saw his message, I read it, so he knew that I read it. Then I blocked his ass, like, no, I'm literally done, I'm not doing this. Like, just let that person go. Someone is frustrating your life, they feel that they are using you, or they are using you and you know that they are using you, but you don't know how to say no. My dear, block the person, shut the person out of your life. They don't deserve you, trust me. Because if they feel if they feel the way you do, they are not going to treat you like that. Or the kind of people that they will come into your life, they won't talk to you, they won't chat, no communication, nothing. Just let them go, to be honest, okay? Let them go. I'm going to continue this on the next episode, because I don't want it to be too long. So the next episode, we're going to continue about letting people go. Okay, Lovelies, that's all for this episode. Thank you for listening to my rant. We're going to continue the rant in the next episode. Okay, have a nice week. And yeah, happy only Saturday. It's only Saturday today and it's Easter tomorrow. Yay! Happy Easter in advance. And guess what? After Easter, it's my birthday on Monday, Easter Monday. Yay! Easter and April Fool child, yay! Yeah, my birthday is April 1st, so April Fool's born, yay! So yeah, happy early Saturday, happy Easter in advance, and happy Easter Sunday and Easter Monday / happy birthday to me. Happy April Fool's Day in advance, happy birthday in advance to me. So yeah, see you guys on the next episode. Have a nice day. Ciao.